Have a seat as we open our Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. We read from verse 1 to 13. Philippians 4, we read from verse 1 to 13. But therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life. Your name be found in the book of life in the mighty name of Jesus. So rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice. Let your greatness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. 10. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renew your concern for me. Indeed, you are concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know. 12 now. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who strengthened me. And the Lord bless the hearing and the reading of his words. Father, we have come before you tonight, this morning, because we believe in you. In the name that's above every other name, all things shall be possible to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we believe in you, Father, we will see the end of this year and beyond in the mighty name of Jesus. Evil, mourning, shall be far away from this church and these people in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as we go into your world, Lord Almighty, open our hearts to discern your word, to learn from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let this word do something new in our lives today, and there shall be healing, and there shall be progress, and there shall be continuation of your progress in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. No more pain. Thank you, Father. No mourning in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Evil is far away from us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. All things through Christ. That's the title of my short message to us this morning. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. When Christ was alive, if you read John 11:38-44, Jesus did many strange things when he was on earth. Some of these were the raising of Lazarus, you know, from death to life. John 11:38-44. Like I've told you several times, when Jesus got to the tomb of Lazarus and he cried, "Lazarus, come forth," it wasn't that the people standing there watching stood and they saw as Lazarus was rising up. Everybody took to his lower heels. Everybody. What is this? We have never seen this type of wonders before. And they all, helter skelter, everybody, But they started gathering together again. Because if you read that passage, if you get to chapter 12, a dinner was ordered, was put to, you know, put in place in honor of Lazarus. So the people who came to that dinner did not even come to see Jesus. They came to see the miracle. People will gather to witness your miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. The feeding of 5,000 people with the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Matthew 14, 13 to 21 was another one. The healing of the man at the pool of Bethesda. John 5, 1 to 9. When the man, guy said, I had no man. When the angel comes and did this and did that, before I got there, somebody would have gotten there before me. I have no. Jesus asked him, will thou be made whole? What about the healing of the lady with the flow of blood? So many like that. So many other things. Luke 8, 43 to 48. Luke chapter 8. Those of us who are followers of Christ, and then and now, we look at those things as miracles. But those who were not, they saw them as strange. They look at it as strange, to the extent that the chief priests and the Pharisees, they sought to kill him. Because they didn't know what God was doing. And they saw everything as strange. And they see Jesus Christ as violating the laws of nature. However, notwithstanding what the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious leaders of then, thought about Jesus, there was just no stopping Jesus from disrupting the status quo. Jesus was going, doing several things. Part of it is that you don't walk on Sabbath day. You don't do anything. Cooking must have been done and stored on a day previous. But Jesus saw a woman that was bent on a Sabbath day. There was another story of a man with a shortened hand on a Sabbath day. And Jesus healed him. And the Pharisees could not take it anymore. They just went to the altar and announced, please, if you need healing, don't come on Sunday. Did you hear that? If you need healing, come during the week. Can you imagine? God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. So the power that Jesus exhibited was limitless. He left no doubt as to the potency of his powers and his willingness to use them. Those powers are still alive today. Those powers were the powers that Gio enumerated yesterday when he was preaching about flying high. He talked about the madman of Gadara. His destiny has been conditioned until he's tortured to death by the graveside. But he met with Jesus and he became a great evangelist. Because you have come to see Jesus this morning, you will fly high in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. Amen. Jesus didn't even need to be physically present to perform miracles, you know that. He could do anything to anyone, anywhere, any day, even on Sabbath day. Jesus was a law who made the existing self-appointed religious policemen jealous. So when Paul says in Philippians that he could do all things through Christ who strengthened him, he was on spot. Because the Bible says that at the mention of the name of Jesus, what should happen? Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess his lordship to the glory of the Father. Just by the right person mentioning his name, things happen and could not otherwise have happened. I pray in every situation you find yourself and you mention the name of Jesus, breakthroughs will come for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. Amen. Peter and John, that's an extra example. In Acts of Apostles chapter 3, verse 1 to 10. Peter and John at the beautiful gate. They saw that man at the beautiful gate. And the man was expecting something from them. He was expecting some money. Peter, however, not interested in giving to this man ordinary gifts of this world. Peter, John, they were not interested in giving him an ordinary gift. No? He didn't want this man to have an encounter with a carrier of Holy Ghost and remain the same. Your life will carry wonders. Your personality will carry anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus. That's exactly what happens to Peter and John as they were approaching that beautiful gate. We carry the anointing of our Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot just give you something you will forget. And what did they do? Said, in the name of silver and gold, I do not have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, do what? Rise up and walk. And the man, when I was in children's church, when I was teaching the children's church, it's a very popular song that we used to sing. And I still love it today. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. Amen. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you sing it for us?
Silver and gold have I none.
Okay.
But such as I give unto thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Amen.
I'm walking, I'm leaping, I'm praising God. I'm walking, I'm leaping, I'm praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Amen. God bless the choir. Reminded me of my days in children's church. Beautiful. You see, nothing is impossible for him who believes. They didn't want to give the lame man something that he will just spend and forget. So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the Bible said the man rose up, he was jumping, he was limping, he was singing. Praise the Lord. As this year rose to an end, he will jump. You will fly, you will sing, you will sing the praises of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we enter into the new year with beautiful gifts from the Lord that we'll never forget in the mighty name of Jesus. So Peter remembered what Jesus told him upon his departure in Mark chapter 16, 15 to 18. Go into the world and preach the gospel. In my name, you shall do this, you shall cast out demons and so on and so forth. So he remembered that he walked on water, just obeying God's instruction, Jesus' instruction in Matthew 14, 20, 29. He knew that he could do anything through Christ. So he told the crippled man to stand up and walk in the mighty name of Jesus. While the crippled man was still doubting, what did the Bible say? He grabbed him by his hand and did what? And he lifted him up. God will lift somebody up this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. So you and I have been saved. We have been saved to be different. We have been saved so that we can do wonders through Christ. And these wonders will never depart from us in the mighty name of Jesus. Even Paul joined the crew at the last minute. Had so much confidence. You know when Paul joined the crew, he wasn't part of them. He wasn't part of the 12. He came in as an 11, after he has committed some atrocities here and there. And then Jesus arrested him. And then he came. Even with him. He has so much confidence in his ability with Christ that he did much more work than other apostles. So my question to you this morning, do you believe you can do all things through Christ? Amen. Believing alone should change your attitudes to the challenges that we are facing today. Imagine we address impossibilities like Peter did at the beautiful gate. You see somebody, crippled leg. Crippled leg. If it was me, don't let me deceive you. I would have thought twice. Are you sure I can do this? I remember that the, can't remember his name. He has been to Household of Faith. Pastor, one of the elders, Kale Jaye, God bless you, man. Pastor Kale Jaye. A dead man was brought to his church. Said immediately the man was, they brought the dead. You know, doing this is Holy Ghost, something that he normally do. Immediately the man was wounding. He said, within his mind, he asked himself, why are these people want to put me into trouble? Can't you just take this man to the hospital or to the mortuary? Why are you bringing him here? Say, but here and there, the Holy Spirit told him, just touch the man. But not still having that confidence. He asked everybody to close their eyes. Say, close your eyes, everybody. I've been singing. And then he approached the man and he touched him gently. And the man shake. And with confidence. So is there any other dead person here? We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. What is that thing that you are planning to do? God will strengthen you in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. Amen. And our association with Christ means that we are unstoppable. It means that we can make business to work. It means that our marriages can work. It means that we can pass difficult exams. It means that we can receive healing from that sickness. It means freedom from that bandage. It means we can deliver that baby safely without complications. Amen. Amen. It means you can apply for that job and get it. The Bible did not say that you can do some things to Christ. No. It says you can do what? All things through Christ. So we need to go out daily believing that we can do all things through Him. We need to stop limiting ourselves. We need to stop saying certain things as showstoppers. Because Christ is in our team. Amen. There are no showstoppers in Christ's team. In Matthew 9:23, Jesus says, all things are do what? Possible to him who believes. And in Mark 11:23, the Bible says, for surely I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, and believe that those things he says shall be done, he will have whatever he says. That is why when I purpose in my heart to do something after I have prayed about it, I don't care about the price anymore. I tell myself, God has told me this is possible, and it shall be possible. There are so many testimonies like that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, as we can see from the word of God, nothing can really stop us if we believe. The question to you, to me this morning, do you believe? Do I believe? Let's be on our feet. What is that thing you are trusting God for? Believe that He's going to do it for you before the end of this year. Raise it to the Lord this morning. What is that thing? What is that thing? Believe in your heart. He will do it. Is it not our God? The one who parted the Red Sea? The one who walked on water? The one who raised Lazarus from the dead? 3 days. His sister said, Jesus, why are you? By now it stinks. You, if you have come earlier, it would have been better. But by now, his spirit has already departed and is already stinking. But yet, he came back alive. Another chapter was written in the life of Lazarus. Another chapter will be written in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. What are those things that are dead in your life? They are coming back. Talk to God this morning. Is this a business? Is it the fruit of the womb? Is it a life partner? Is it about a paper? About your documentation in this country? Brethren, it is possible. It is possible without you sinning, without you committing any sin. It is possible. And it shall be possible unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible to whom who believes. Therefore, Lord, I believe in you. And I cried unto you all those things that I talked to you about in the corner of my room, brother. Things that I cannot even say to a fellow brethren. My Father, my God, I want to testify to them in the open. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because it is possible. All things are possible to whom who believes. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, as from today, I begin to fly above poverty. I begin to fly above every form of impossibilities. No mourning in my life. No death among us. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is the end of the pandemic in our church. In our homes. In our lives. We are immune spiritually. The blood of Jesus is injected into our systems. In the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, I thank you. I glorify your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout a better hallelujah. Amen. It is well with you. God bless you. You can have your seat. Before we go, Sunday, by the grace of God, will be our hymn day. Our carol. Christmas carol, by the grace of God. That day, we only be singing Christmas carol. Okay? From one carol to the other, you know. December 25th is Christmas. Nobody says that was the day Jesus Christ was born. But that was the day the entire world agreed that Jesus came to this world. And so we must celebrate his birth. Amen? Amen? Because you will see some people, are you sure? The Jehovah's Witnesses, they will come to you. That wasn't the day Jesus was born. How are you sure? Can you come? And so on and so on. And as a result, they don't celebrate Jesus' birth. May God grant us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Nobody knows the date. I won't deceive you. But at least we agreed on a particular day. He came to this world. Okay. Let's agree on that particular day. That's what is happening. And the Lord Almighty will continue to help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. On Tuesday is digging deep. Tuesday, please. Let's join. We are not so many on it last Tuesday. Let's come together and learn the word of God. Particularly this time. Last time we studied the Alpha and the Omega. It's just in relation to this series of messages that I have. The Alpha and the Omega. Why God can do all things. Nothing is impossible to him. And I pray, as we move into 2021, nothing shall be impossible to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You will not die. Amen. You will live to declare the good works of the Lord. Amen. You will welcome 2021 with happiness. Amen. And you will step into it with breakthrough. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So please don't forget. Then don't let us remember to join the prayer team tomorrow. Tomorrow is the NA Monday prayer. Time is 9:45 of our own time here. The telephone number is there. You don't need any access number. Just dial into that phone, 856-799-9014. And you are there. It's free. It doesn't charge you anything. The Lord will bless you as you do that in the mighty name of Jesus. Right. Sunday, like I told you, will be our Christmas carol. Let's come. And then please bring gifts for somebody. Even if it's just a card of $5. To wish that your neighbor, happy and merry Christmas. And it shall be sold unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Say a better amen. Amen. We will arise and give our offering.